girlies, it's Carmen. I hope you're having an amazing day. Today we're talking all about sustainability, which I'm super excited about, and it's something I'm really passionate about. And yeah, so let's just get into it. And also, happy late Valentine's Day. I know I'm recording this earlier in the week. It's actually a Tuesday because I'm going out of town later, but happy Valentine's Day. I hope you guys had a great day. Vibing with yourself, with your gal pal, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. And yeah, let's just do the best and worst of the week first, because that's what we always do. So for the best of the week, it's just that this week I have a winter break, which has been really nice just because I needed a break. I feel like I've been overworking myself with school. And I just took the ACT, as I talked about in my last episode, which, I mean, like, it was fine. It was okay. It wasn't that bad, but also it wasn't, like, great. The math was really hard. Just because most of it on the ACT is geometry, and I haven't, done geometry since 8th grade, so I really don't remember any of it, and I have to, like, relearn all of it, which just kind of sucks. But I mean, it's okay. Other than that, this week has been pretty good. I actually started a new book. I've been reading one for a book club, which I don't think I was supposed to start, but like I did, and I'm like halfway through, and then I just stopped myself because I was like, I don't want to get too far ahead. But then I started this other book. If you are into reading, you've most definitely heard of it. It's called From Blood and Ash. Everyone says it's spicy. I haven't gotten to any spicy part, so I'm, like, kind of low-key confused. And, like, yesterday I literally read 200 pages because I was trying to get to, like, you know, like, the spicy stuff. And I was like, dude, this book is 600 pages. If we're 200 pages in, like, come on. Like, But, you know, it's like, actually good. I feel like from TikTok, I just get so hyped up about a book, and then it's just, like, fine. Like, I read Six of Crows, and everyone was like, oh my god, this book was so good. And I mean, like, it was good, but, like, it was fine. And then I read The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, which everyone on TikTok was like, oh my gosh, this literally broke me. This book is so beautiful. I'm heartbroken. And I read it, and I was like, yeah, did I cry? Yes. But did it completely obliterate me? No. Like, I feel like TikTok is just getting me way too hype about books, and then I just think they're not as good. So maybe I need to stop looking at TikTok for book recommendations, but also, probably not. But speaking of TikTok, another exciting thing was that this week, I think, let me check. I don't know what it is exactly, but we got a bunch of new followers on TikTok, which is cool. Right now we have 17,000, which is like kind of crazy that many people follow me. I don't really know why. But yeah, so that's cool. Thank you for that. I literally texted my mom when I saw that. I was like, mom, guess what? I'm famous. I'm like, definitely not, but it was just funny. I was like, how do you feel to have your daughter being like such an icon? And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud. We were just joking though. But anyway, the worst of the week is just, that I've just been bored. I mean, it's, like, nothing bad. Like, nothing has really happened this week. It's just been a kind of, like, meh, kind of boring week. I haven't been doing much. It's break. I'm just chilling at home. So, nothing really bad. Just, like, I'm kind of bored, and I need to pack later. And I guess another thing that's just been annoying is that I have to, like, prep a lot of stuff since I'm going to be out of town. Need to make sure I have all the podcast stuff done, and that's like why I'm recording this early, even though like I feel like I just recorded. I think I recorded an episode like 3 or 4 days ago, which is just like feels so close. But honestly, I'm just very excited about this episode. I don't know. I love sustainability. It's so fun. But speaking of that, so pretty much this episode we're just talking about like sustainability in general, greenwashing, like greenwashing, what it is, yada yada, what you can do to be more sustainable, and my experience with sustainability, and like what I've learned about it / about myself. So yeah, but of course we have the quote of the week, and right before I sat down to record this, I was actually looking through Pinterest trying to find quotes, you know, as I do, and I was like, oh my god, like how am I going to relate a quote to like sustainability? This is practically impossible. Then I found this one and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. I was so proud of myself. It's like not even my quote and I was proud of myself, but it says, I focus on what I can control and I let go of what I can't. And I think this relates to sustainability and also like life in general. Just like you shouldn't worry about what other people are doing or what they think. And then related to sustainability, oh my God, I literally can't talk. I don't know why I'm stuttering so much. Sorry about that. But with sustainability, you shouldn't worry about like what other people are doing. Just worry about like what you can do better, what you can change in your life. Because I mean, you might not be able to change other people, but there you can like change the aspects in your life to make yourself more sustainable, better person, kinder, whatever, but you can't really change someone else. That's kind of out of your control. So just letting go of that and really focusing on what you can change, then you'll just be much more in control and you'll feel a lot more content. Is that English? I think so. But yeah, don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You already know. I say this 2 times in every episode. Also, we have like 100 subscribers on YouTube, which is yay, cool, fun times. Literally, I feel like I abuse people on YouTube. Not like actually, just like I don't give YouTube any attention. I post it and then I don't go on it until like the next week. Like I never look at YouTube. People were asking me one day, they're like DMing me like, oh my gosh, like how do you grow your YouTube? How do you grow YouTube? I was like, dude, like I have no fucking idea. Like if you know, you tell me. I'm just posting and like that's it. I don't know what time I'm supposed to post. All the YouTubers listening right now are like cringing. I definitely know I could do YouTube like a lot better. But honestly, I'm lazy and it's not my priority. Like if I wanted to, I could do like videos where I actually show my face and not actually the audio. But like when I record, I just look disgusting and I don't feel like doing that. And then also my thumbnails are just actually disgusting. But you know, it's fine. Vibing. It's okay. But anyway, before we get into all the sustainability stuff, I'm going to take a quick water break and then I'll be right back.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
And I'm back. Hey guys. So, yeah, sustainability. We're going to be talking about like minimalism, eco-friendly vibes, you know, like happy planet stuff. If you don't know what like sustainability is, which I feel like you probably do, but I will just tell you because I don't want you to be like sitting in the dark and like have to Google it. But it's pretty much just about like how you can be more sustainable, how you, like things you can do that are better for the planet, more eco-friendly, like things that don't add to like waste or plastic or trash, you know, I think minimalism kind of relates to that. That's just why I kind of grouped it in this category. And yeah, it's pretty much just about what you can do better to help the planet, even though it's like just a little thing. Of course, there's always little things we can all do to make things better. And first, I just wanted to address the topic of greenwashing. And greenwashing, according to the internet, I'll give you a quick definition. But greenwashing is the process of conveying false impressions or providing misleading information about how a company's products are more environmentally sound. Greenwashing is considered an unsubstantiated claim to deceive consumers into believing that a company's products are environmentally friendly. So, pretty much summarizing that, greenwashing is just where companies like say they're sustainable and say they're like an eco-friendly brand when they're actually not. It's just like used as a marketing thing just because, in case you didn't notice, like in past years, being eco-friendly, being sustainable, it's like the new trendy thing for companies. Because I mean, if you think about it, like in grocery stores, people are like, oh, it's organic, so it must be better. Like, even though, like, I mean, TBH, it kind of tastes the same to me. Like, or in stores like Sephora, they have, like, a whole line just called Clean Beauty. Is it actually clean? I don't know. But, like, they have a little green leaf sticker on it. So that makes me, the consumer, feel better when I'm buying it. Because I'm like, oh, even though I'm just, like, diving into, like, my capitalistic ways and purchasing stuff that I technically don't need, at least this foundation has a green leaf on it and I can feel better about myself, you know? So pretty much, lesson from that is just that if something has a green leaf sticker on it saying that it's eco-friendly, clean beauty, that does not technically mean it's good for the environment. I'm pretty sure, I actually watched a lot of YouTube videos about this and did some research because I was kind of obsessed with, like, clean beauty over the summer and just, like, seeing, like what's all the hype, you know? But pretty much, a company can say it's clean beauty, and just if they use, like, a few organically sourced things or, like, natural ingredients, even though the rest can be, like, all chemicals. So, like, if your shampoo has, like, a bunch of sulfates in it, which, I mean, most of them do, but then they can say, like, it's clean beauty or whatever, it's natural, there's, like, peppermint or whatever, I don't know. And so pretty much companies can say things are good for the environment when they're actually not. So just be careful of that and be aware of that when you're purchasing items. Like, I mean, I feel like you shouldn't just buy something just because you think you're buying, like, a more sustainable option, when really they, like, could be just ripping you off just because they're taking advantage of you wanting to, like, be better for the environment. But also, of course, there are companies that are actually sustainable and do have clean products, clean beauty, hair care, whatever. Those companies do exist, but there are, like, other companies that just, like, take advantage of the hype and of the trend. So again, just be careful of that and keep that in mind when you're buying things. I mean, always read the label. That's what I like to do, especially for, like, shampoos and stuff and conditioner, just because I have wavy hair, so I have to be more careful about, like, what I put on my hair, just because some things, like sulfates and stuff, can make my hair super dry. And I mean, my hair type, pretty much, I have dry ends and an oily scalp, which is, like, the worst combination ever, because that just means, like, if I haven't washed my hair for a few days, I have ultimate, like, triangle hair where it's, like, super flat at the top because it's greasy and weighed down, and the bottom is super poofy, especially if I brush it. I need to wash my hair today. It's bothering me. I put it up in a clip so it wouldn't touch my face. It's actually disgusting. Like, it literally looks wet because it's so greasy. It's only been 3 days. Because I did have, this is, like, a little off topic, but, so I did have, like, a hair washing schedule and routine. Like, I do it, I think, every 3 days, but I kind of got bad at that. And so then I started doing it, like, every other day, and then my hair started getting greasier, because if you didn't know, you can, like, train your hair to make sure it doesn't get as oily, so you don't have to wash it as much. So I had been doing that for a while. Then I kind of got out of that, and now my hair has gone back to being super greasy and super disgusting. So, you know, we're just not vibing with that. But anyway, okay, back to sustainability, because I'm sure y'all don't care about my hair care routine. I mean, maybe you do. I love hair care too. Literally, pretty much anything but makeup, like, with beauty related things, I love it. It's so fun. So if you are like, okay, greenwashing sounds horrible, that sucks, but, like, what can I do to be more sustainable? Let's say you're, like, a cool cat like me, and you're like, I want to be more like Carmen, and I want to do things that are better for the environment, even though, like, I know I'm just one person, but I still want to, like, make better habits for myself and do things that are better for the environment. Then I'll be like, wow, you sound like a really cool person. We should be friends. And now I'm going to tell you. So, first thing is just, like, a few swaps, I think. First one, I feel like, is super obvious, and you probably already know this one, but I'll just remind you. To replace your plastic, like, disposable water bottles with a reusable water bottle. So I actually, I think a few months ago, I wrote a blog post about being sustainable. And in that, I did some research about plastic bottles because I don't remember why. I was like bored one day. And apparently if you, like a reusable plastic bottle, one, it's better for the environment because it reduces your plastic consumption. But then also, like, you're saving money because you're not having to buy a new water bottle every time, like, you want to drink something, and you can just use one thing that's, like, a one-time purchase. So I just use a Hydro Flask. That's definitely not necessary. I got it for myself. I got it for myself, I think, the summer after freshman year. I had just broken up with my boyfriend, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something nice for myself. I'm gonna make myself feel better. And I was like, I don't know why, but I really wanted a Hydro Flask. It was like trendy at the time. And I was like, there's just so much hype around this. I don't know. So I got a super cute blue one. I still have it. I have the same one. And I really noticed that one, it helps me drink more water. And two, I like will bring it in the car. So instead of like having to get a plastic cup at a drive-thru or whatever, like McDonald's or something like that, I'll just have my water bottle, and that's, again, like, saving plastic and also saving you money because, like, you're not having to buy it. But, yeah, definitely think about using a reusable water bottle. Oh, my God. I literally just choked on air. Ooh, buddy. Not a good time. Not a good time. But, anyway, what was I saying? So, yeah, you should get a reusable water bottle. Doesn't have to be anything expensive. I mean, you can literally go to like Walmart, or I'm sure you have a water bottle at your house. Like, just something you can carry around. And it's good too to have like at school. I know a lot of people are online, but like if you're in person, if you get a water bottle that has a straw, then you don't have to like take your mask off all the way. You can just like stick it under your mask. The next like swap slash just thing you can do is to switch to a more sustainable, like, period care, period, supplies. So that's, like, a period cup or period underwear. And I talked about this, like, in my episode about periods. I think it's from October. I don't know exactly when. Sometime in the fall. So if you're more, if you want to hear me talk more about this, then, like, go listen to that episode. But, if, in case you didn't know, period waste is, like, insane. Like, it's actually insane. Like, think about, like, how many tampons or pads, like, are just in your trash can after one period. And then just, like, think about it your whole life. And, like, that's just from one week, okay? It's, like, kind of insane. And also, it's a lot of money. Tampons and pads really add up. So, like, if you get something like a cup or a disc or the period underwear, that's like a one-time purchase, and you can use that for like years. I know the cup you can use for like 10 years. I don't know how long you can use the underwear, probably like up to a year or something. But if you switch to one of these that's more sustainable, it obviously reduces your period waste. And also, it's like a life-saving for traveling because like you barely have to carry anything. You know, when you go like on a trip and you're so stressed, you're like, am I gonna have my period this next week? Why is it that I always get my period when I'm at the beach? You know, is that just me? Someone please tell me it's not just me. I swear my body loves to attack me and purposely gives me my period literally every single time I have a school break. I don't know why. It's very annoying. So anyway, but whenever I go out of town, I always, this was like before I switched to a cup, but I would always bring like a giant bag of like tampons or whatever. I don't use pads, so just like tampons and like panty liners and stuff, and that takes up a lot of space, and it's like also kind of awkward just carrying around, and if someone's going in your bag, they're like, what is this, and you're like, especially if you're not comfortable with your period stuff, and then someone just finds like a box of tampons in your bag, like, no, okay, having a cup in the underwear you can just put with your other pairs of underwear, so who cares? The cup comes like in a little small baggie. It's super small. You can carry it in a backpack. And then also, if you're like worried about being caught off guard, of course you can like put like tampons like in a backpack, but you don't need to bring a week's supply if you have a cup and underwear. And also, a cup and like the period underwear, also the disc, but like I did not like the disc. I tried that like a few times. It did not go well. But anyway, these options are better for your body in general, just because you're not like having wet cotton sit in your vagina. Cause if you think about it, that's like kind of low key nasty. Like the cup is like silicone. So it's like, you know, like medical grade, whatever. It's won't get any infections and also no toxic shock syndrome. So I mean, that's a plus. And then period underwear, it's like a lot better than a pad. Cause one, it won't like move like a pad. You know how pads can like kind of bunch and slide, whatever. No, but anyway, so I use the cup from Salt. It's the Salt Soft Cup, and Salt is spelled S-A-A-L-T, Salt with two A's, yeah. And then I also recently tried their period underwear, and it's actually so cute. Mine is pink. It's like a dusty rose pink, and it has like lace at the top. I have a thong and then like cheeky underwear, because like, I don't know, I can't wear the big ones. They're just ugly. But yeah, so you can like look cute and it's better. But also, if you want to hear more about my opinions on like cups, my experience with that, period underwear, I mean, I didn't get my period underwear until like December, so I didn't talk about it in that episode. But like, listen to that episode from October if you're more interested in like period stuff, period tips, hacks, whatever. And yeah. So next thing is like a swap. This one definitely isn't necessary. This is probably like one of the least necessary things, but I just wanted to add it in. Just like solid beauty products. This is like products like shampoo, conditioner, soap. I mean, I don't know if they have solid face wash, but just like shower things. Cause like this reduces plastic packaging. Cause if you think about it, like gel, soap, like body wash, that's a lot of plastic. And then also your shampoo bottles. And then with the solid bars, you just have like the bar and that's it. And it's also good for traveling too. Cause again, it takes up no space. It's not going to spill. It's not going to get over your stuff. Cause I don't know about y'all, but I have like PTSD from shampoo spilling over all my clothes, my backpack. 1 year at camp, I think I might have been in sixth or seventh grade. Actually, no, it was probably younger because I think it was my first year at camp and I brought this giant bottle of shampoo. And when I went to open my trunk in the cabin, all of my clothes were covered in soap because it had like exploded in my bag. So if you don't want that to happen to you, definitely suggest this. And also they're like fun to use and experiment with. I think I use, the shampoo I use is from Lush. It's one of their solid ones. It's like fine. I'm definitely not attached to it. And then the conditioner I have, I really like. I can't remember what the brand is. It's either like Hi To or like Hello, something with the word hi in it, or like some sort of grading. I don't remember, but the biggest adjustment for me was the solid conditioner. Cause like, the shampoo is just like a normal bar of soap or whatever, so it like suds up and it was fine. But then the conditioner, like, it's just, it's kind of weird. It's a little bit of a shift, but also like, I now feel weird using like liquid stuff. It just feels kind of strange. That's same for like the, like using a cup. I've been using a cup for almost a year now, which is honestly insane and like cool to think about. But, and I think I've only used tampons once in that time, and that was when I was at school, I think a week or two ago, and I just randomly got my period, because, like, my period's so fucked, guys. Like, I probably need to go to the doctor. I don't know. It's just always been messed up. So I just randomly got my period, and I didn't have my cup with me, so I just had to use a tampon, and I literally almost gagged. I was like, how did I deal with this for so long? Like, once you use a cup, you can't imagine going back. And I know at first it's, like, scary. I literally cried so many times trying to do the cup, trying to get it to go right. But I was very set on getting it to work. And I finally did. It's, like, a little aha moment. But then when I had to use tampons, like, I just used one. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't do it. But anyway, that's just, like, the shampoo and conditioner. It just becomes a habit. So, again, it's just what you get used to. Of course, there's, like, a little change. But that's normal with anything, but once you get used to it, it's fine and it's not that bad. And also I've used, like toothpaste tabs before, which is like solid toothpaste. I use the ones from Lush. I think they're called like minty tabs, toothy tabs, something like that. And honestly, at first I was like, what the hell? Like, these are disgusting. But then after I was using it for like a month or two, it's like, holy shit. Like, I literally love this. There was no mess. It was so easy. You just like chew it up in your mouth and it just works. And then I was using, once I ran out of that, because I ordered it from Lush since the Lush store where I live is just closed, which is annoying. I had it ordered, but I didn't order it again. I kind of want to order it too, but again, it's so easy to travel with. It won't get anywhere. It takes up barely any space. So yeah, solid beauty products for the win. Definitely not necessary. But they are really helpful. I know there's also like a brand, I don't remember what it's called. It's like hair care where you can get the shampoo and conditioner like in reusable. I think it's aluminum containers or something, some sort of metal where you send it back to them to get it filled up and you don't ever have to use plastic. But then you can like still stick with your liquid shampoo and conditioner or like body soap. Personally, I've never liked liquid body wash or gel or whatever. I've never used that. I've always been used to like bar soap, so that's not a big change for me. But like, I just think it's so much better and it really makes me feel cleaner. I don't know. I don't like body wash. Let me know what you guys think. Okay, moving on from that, another thing you can do, it's like kind of related to clothes. I'm saying kind of, but like it is related to clothes. Is thrifting, okay? And I'm sure all of you guys have heard about thrifting. I mean, there's been a lot of hype about it. It's been considered very quote-unquote trendy, which I mean, I think there's a lot of problems with that, just especially because some people like need to thrift because they can't afford all the clothes, but that's a different story. But big tip, you don't want to thrift, like get all your clothes from thrifting. Because for some people, as I said, that's the only thing they can afford. But again, this is a new and this is a good alternative to like buying new clothes or something. But I definitely don't think you need to purchase all your clothes. I mean, some people really need it. And I know there's like a debate about whether or not like should people thrift, but like people who don't actually need it, like people who like can afford to get other things, like should they, like is it worth it? But I mean, I think that you can, just because I mean, not everyone's gonna buy all the clothes. It's not like you have to buy every single item, but just like a few things here and there. Like if you can get something from a thrift store, that's like better, I feel like, than buying something just online and on new. But also you can go to like eBay, Etsy, whatever. And yeah. And I think this is important to keep in mind, just because if you're like, why would I want to go thrifting when I can just like buy something off Urban Outfitters or whatever. But it's important to keep in mind that clothing takes a lot of water and energy to make. And it's like kind of scary, like how much energy it takes just to make like one white shirt. So if you think about like clothes that are colored, other things, it's just a lot. And it's more sustainable to get like hand-me-downs or to go thrifting. Of course, you can like share clothes with friends. You can like get clothes from a sibling, your mom, whatever. But again, you don't have to like keep clothes just because your family gives it to you. But just like if they have something cute, be like, hey, can I borrow it? And again, you don't need to like buy things to wear them. Like you can borrow things from your friends. Like if you have a formal dinner to go to, you don't need to buy a whole new dress for that. You can just like go into your sister's closet and borrow one of her dresses, whatever. If my sister's listening, but she definitely doesn't, because I know for 100% fact she does not listen, but like she yells at me every single time I go into her closet. I'm sure if you guys have a sister that you know, they don't like when you borrow your clothes. I know I yell at her when she goes in my closet, but yeah. Anyway, borrow some of theirs. Please ask. You don't just like go in there and take their clothes, because no one likes that and that's just annoying, you know. And also, if you have a lot of clothes and are wanting to clean out your closet, then you could donate clothes to Goodwill or sell them online. But often clothes that you donate at Goodwill can go into landfills. So I think it's also important, like, before you go out and donate it, just to try to give it directly to someone, see if anyone wants it, whether that's, like, selling it online, lending it to your friend, to your sibling. Make sure they'll actually wear it, though. Don't just, like, give it away to give it away. I know for a lot of my clothes when I was younger, we would bring it to my dad's office. He is a doctor, and the nurses would look through and get some clothes for, like, their kids. So just, like, things like that, like, where people, you know, actually need it and will actually, like, be able to get the clothes. And, again, it's, like, for free. So it's, like, helping other people out, too. But trying to give it directly to someone, I feel like, is always good. Just so that you know it'll be used again. And another thing you can do, like I said, you can sell clothes online. I think Facebook Marketplace. You can sell clothes, eBay, there's apps you can get on your phone and sell stuff like Mercari, ASOS, etc., whatever. And again, you can gift it to a friend or family member. Maybe you have, like, a friend who always compliments this one shirt and you're like, oh, maybe I'll give it to them and see if they like it. And you can do that. And yeah. Another thing, which I feel like I kind of touched on but didn't say directly, was just that, like, you can purchase from small businesses. And I think this is a lot more sustainable than just buying from, like, big companies like Amazon or whatever. I know Amazon's making efforts to be more sustainable, but, like, still, I feel like it's better to support small businesses just because you know you're supporting someone else and there's less of a carbon footprint. And I just feel like it's better. And also, it kind of makes you feel better, you know, just knowing that you can help someone out. You're helping someone fulfill their passion. You're making their day. They're doing something they love. And you're going to get something high quality and nice. I think that's always exciting. And I know on Instagram, there's a lot of small businesses. This year, I've actually kind of been obsessed with small businesses. I think I've bought some masks, got an earrings, shirt, sweatshirt, whatever. This was all, like, for my birthday and Christmas. But yeah, I love supporting small businesses. I always try my best to do so. And I think this is a lot better than, like, buying from Romwe, however you want to say that, Pretty Little Things, whatever. Just because those stores, yes, they sell things so cheap. But, like, I feel like you have to think about, like, how are they able to do that? Like, that's a little sketchy. It just makes me think that there's bad working conditions and that they're not paying the people who actually work there very well. Also, it's really not the best quality. And it's kind of like fast fashion. I mean, not kind of. It is fast fashion, which is another thing. Fast fashion is so unsustainable. So a big thing about clothes is that if you're going to buy something new, to buy something that, one, is good quality and that you know will wear for a while, two, you actually like it. It fits well. Don't buy something just because you're like, I may wear it. No, if you think you may wear it, you're not going to wear it. Buy something that because you love it. And even if something is expensive, I feel like if you know you're going to wear it, if it's like a really nice coat and you don't really have another nice coat, like, just get it, because if you know you're going to wear it all the time, it'll be worth it. And it'll end up actually being less money than buying a bunch of, like, crappy coats. Also, you don't need to buy clothes just based on the trends. Buy clothes that you actually like and that you think you'll be wearing for a while. I mean, I think I have clothes from, like, freshman year. I think that might be the oldest just because obviously I've, like, grown since middle school. But I have, like, jackets from freshman year, good North Face jackets that I wear and that I'll probably keep wearing into college. So just, like, buy things that are good quality if you're going to buy something new. Don't buy something that's just, like, crappy or whatever that you won't wear. Because really, it's not worth your money, and you can just do a lot better for yourself and for the environment. So, yeah, there's my little rant on fast fashion and clothes. I feel like there's a lot to say about that, but I'll just leave it there. Another thing you can do is go vegan or vegetarian. I mean, this is if you're, like, really invested in being the most sustainable you can be. Just because, of course, this is, like, just to preface this, this is like, I guess, kind of an extreme thing you can do, a little more like something that's kind of permanent, I guess, and like a habit that you would have to change. But I definitely think it's really important. I mean, my mom is vegetarian, and I mean, she did it because she couldn't, she had a lot of empathy or sympathy for the animals, and it just hurt her too much to eat meat. But then I have, like, my sister who really doesn't like meat, so she doesn't eat it. So if you're one of those people, that's fine. But I think something just to consider is that meat and dairy are some of the biggest contributors to climate change, and they really have, like, a big effect. I mean, if you think about it, I think agriculture is, like, a third, is, like, it's, like, one of the top three things that has been really pushing climate change. So I think that's just important to remember if you're serious about being more eco-friendly. Again, if you can't fully commit to this, if you're like, dude, I love steak. I love Chick-fil-A. I literally can't do that. I can't even imagine. I need milk, whatever. You can just try doing one day a week, having that as like your vegetarian day, like vegetarian Mondays. Or I know there's like no meat Monday, whatever. Just like you can do things. You don't have to go completely like vegan or vegetarian, but you can reduce your consumption of red meat just because, I mean, that's worse for the environment just because cows, release like methane gas, you know, which is just not good. Not good, guys. And so if you want meat, like chicken, and I feel like other white meats are better. And also, if you're someone who really wants to be vegan, but like doesn't know how, I mean, obviously I'm not vegan, okay? But there are like a few swaps that I've made. Like, I mean, I don't drink cow's milk. I'll drink coconut milk, almond milk, oat milk, whatever. Like at my house, we never have cow's milk. And at first, of course, it was like a bit of a shock. I was like, ooh, don't know how I like about this. But again, you get used to it. And I actually really like coconut milk. That's my favorite. But recently my family has been getting into oat milk, which is actually really good and does not taste like oats, which is like perfect because I know almond milk, it's like fine. My siblings love almond milk, but I can't do it. And then coconut milk does taste like coconut-y. So if you don't like a coconut, you won't like that. But like you can do swaps like that. Try to not eat as much meat. Try to change out your milk. Just being more aware of like what you're eating and how that might affect the environment. And just like if you can make better swaps. And also all this is like just better for you as a person in your health. Cause I mean, I think we all know that like eating a bunch of red meat isn't good for us. Like eating steak every day, eating like a burger every day, like that's really not good for your health. So just like, this is good for health reasons, the health of the planet, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, I think that's important. But next, those were all my tips for just like being more sustainable. But I also wanted to talk about my experience with sustainability and what I've learned because of it. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I was obsessed, guys, with sustainability over the summer. I mean, I literally watched a bunch of YouTubes, I did research, and I got really into it, and I was obsessed with sustainable YouTubers. I listened to podcasts about sustainability. I was very, very invested. Pretty much, though, I get, like, extremely obsessed with something every few months, in case you didn't notice. I mean, like, over the summer of sustainability, I started a podcast. This is actually, like, one of the longest things, besides, like, me doing art in middle school. What's another thing that I don't know. I just get, like, obsessed with things for a few months, and then it's just, like, meh. But I was also really interested in minimalism, right? So I kind of had, like, a little anxiety panic attack over the summer, right? Not really, but I was just like, oh my god, like my room, I felt like I was suffocating. I was like, there is so much shit in my room, I can't do it. So I literally got rid of like over half my clothes. My mom thought I was insane when I showed her my closet after. She was like, what are you gonna wear? I was like, dude, I literally have so much clothes, and now looking at it, like, I can't imagine, like, not doing it. I got rid of so many clothes, donated it, brought it to my dad's office, gave stuff to friends, to my sister. But I always felt like I wasn't doing enough to be sustainable or to, like, be a part of the minimalism movement, whatever. And I think it's just important to realize that being more sustainable is not about being perfect. It's just about helping out a little bit and influencing others to, like, maybe change the way they do things, like what I'm doing right now. Just, like, letting people know your experience, how it affected you, and, like, easy things that they can do just to get started. And also, I think it's important to remember that what you're doing won't change the entire world and won't reverse climate change, but it could help others to also make a change in their lifestyle. And therefore, like, creating a kind of snowball effect and influencing others and making greater change just by your influence over your friends, your family, just because then they can influence people, you know, it just gets bigger and bigger. But I think that's important to remember. And also, any contribution is a good contribution. Again, you don't have to go vegan, you don't have to go vegetarian. If all you think you can do is get a reusable water bottle, do it, okay? Literally, you got it. You don't have to do something big. It can be something little. If you can just, like, not eat meat for dinner on a Monday, whatever. Small things like that. You can switch to a period cup. You don't have to do something big. It can just be something small. And yeah, that's on period, guys. But don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And remember that the change starts with you. I literally sound like I've been giving a speech, and I'm sorry, that's, like, cheesy. But it does. It starts with you, and it starts with your, initiative to, like, do something and to want to change and to want to improve and to want to help the planet and just help yourself too. And I think it's important to remember, again, sustainability is hard, guys. It is hard, especially in our capitalistic society. It is fucking hard. And it doesn't need to be in every part of your life, just the parts you're willing to work on. I mean, I know there's people who want to be sustainable, but they have, like, an insane makeup collection. Then try being more sustainable with your clothes. Like, you don't have to apply to every part of your life. Maybe you love eating meat. Okay, great. Try switching to a period cup, sustainable underwear, whatever. Just, like, you don't have to change every single part of your life. Just, like, little small things that will really add up. And remember that you got this, and be kind to yourself. Everything doesn't happen all at once. And yeah. Also, check out the links in the description of this episode to find my blog, newsletter, email, etc. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at The Girly Girl Podcast if you haven't already. And also, in the description are two links to two blog posts I wrote about sustainability. One has low-waste swaps for teens. Another one is about how to have a sustainable period. So if you're interested in that, definitely do check it out. And I hope they help you. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing week. You are a baddie. You got this. You're a sustainable queen. Even if you're not, you're getting there. And that's okay. That's all that matters, is that you're trying. You're trying to be your best, and you're trying to do better. And I think that's the biggest thing about it. And yeah, I hope you have an amazing week. Know that I love you. You're amazing, and you got this. Bye.